Beginning fitness. It is easy because fitness is your friend. Instant results? No problem. Just go camping. Snacking too much? Get rid of your appliances. Can't lose weight? Yeah, that's just the sugar. Sugar is a perfect food for people stranded in the depths of space. Down here on Earth, companies add sugar to sweeten crap. They're tricking your brain to turn a profit, to sell you out. You will discover most crappy humans will try to do that. Sugar is good medicine for your first ultramarathon, or if you ever get turned around in the woods. A sugar snack on a normal day, especially when you are not working out, is just deadly. It's poison. And in fact, even if you are working out, sugar will just stop your progress. No energy? Yeah, go somewhere fun. The reason you don't have energy is just plain old sadness. Sadness will drain you of energy. Maybe section hike the Appalachian Trail. There, it stops being a question of energy even, and it is just about an honest day's walk that come evening becomes a real medal, a real accomplishment. Please go as a group so that you don't get eaten by a bear or swooned by hillbillies into an easier lifestyle. The secret to starting fitness is walking everywhere. And of course, with narrated philosophy books playing in your ear. Say hello to old gadfly Socrates from me. Oh, and don't worry about the blisters. That just happens once in the beginning. It's almost as if your feet are reconfiguring. Try outdoor shoes with super, super thick socks. Make sure to have plenty of room for your toes and lace up snugly, but not too tight. Don't just start jogging. Start with walking adventures. And then, when you feel stronger and don't have to suck wind all the time, use a training program like the Couch to 5K. Be good to yourself. Remember, fitness is a friend. Once you build up your endurance and your workouts are so frequent that weather is getting in your way, head on for the gym. If you are looking to transform your body, you have to work out almost every day. Please know that a workout must be non-stop, just like joggers do it. You know, they don't stop and rest and resume. They just go straight through. There's no resting at the gym. And consider that as you improve, your workouts have to become longer and longer. So you may start with 30 minutes and then move to 45 and then an hour and then 2 hours and then perhaps even 3 hours. If you are trying to figure out how you can afford all this, yeah, schools have betrayed you. You were supposed to refine your predispositions. Get good at what calls to you, at where your curiosities point the way. But teachers completely ignored your predispositions and instead sold you out for easy paychecks. Only the liars say that their work is hard. Normal people know that there is little choice, so they have nothing to complain about. And they never do. There is something, though. Learning web programming. It sounds silly, but it's actually really powerful. Building browser plugins and subscription-based web applications can get you pretty far in life. It is basically about launching small side businesses. As to college, university, and career, well, it's all about money-making. It comes at a price, and not just unforgivable debt, but also employers will force you to stop being fit. Oh, yes. They will force you to trade your health for your paycheck. Well, they will show off their gym and the jogging track, but they won't let you jog. They will be draining you of energy. They will pile up the maximum possible amount of work and then double it. Simply put, desperate people have figured out that they can advance in their career if they trade in some of their health. Healthy people need to avoid such environments. Selling your guts out for paychecks is very unwise, as it will shorten your lifespan. Becoming an independent programmer is one of the ways to avoid the toxicity and to always stay in control. But know that even small projects will require months of dedication, and you will have to learn to take it easy. Know that you can't get fired as an independent programmer, and in fact, as an independent programmer, you really shouldn't be programming. You need to be learning programming, making little programs, but you should really just create project proposals, structure everything out, then put a price tag on it, get the money for it from investors, and then have programmers put your program together. You really want multiple people finishing up the whole thing. You don't want to sit there and waste years on trying to put everything together yourself. That's very stressful. You can go programming for somebody else, but when you depend on an employer, you will be eventually replaced by cheaper junior employees. Though if you are a programmer, then you don't have a problem. You just find a different job or just focus on your own projects. But if all you have is a career and it depends on your employer and you get fired, then you're gonna be in a lot of trouble. Fitness is about your mind and your body. So you have to make sure that you're not being stressed out all the time and that you are learning. Get your mittens on narrated books. I recommend the library or a library app. And listen to all the life-changing books that are loved by intellectuals all around the world. Start going on walks as soon as you can. And don't forget your sunscreen and the bug spray. The evening air will absolutely transform you. You will want to go back. You will miss your walks. And the narrated books playing in your ears will make your first adventures unforgettable.